Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Welcome to Women Lead Radio. I'm Deborah Simpson, and today my guest is Wendy Darling. Wendy is the founder of The Miraculous Living and a recognized relationship and transformational change expert. She's the creator of The Miraculous Living Method, her unique transformational system that allows her clients to gently remove the internal, mental, and emotional barriers that have interfered and held them back, while repositioning them to close the gap to finally be living the life of their dreams. After years of being a management and organizational consultant and a life and business coach, Wendy saw how shifting priorities, finding ways to be nourished in an intimate relationship, developing relationship and communication skills had a direct impact on the level of success and fulfillment her clients were experiencing. Wendy has over 35 years of experience as a business and life transformational expert, management and organizational development consultant, radio talk personality, keynote speaker, and columnist. After a serious accident, Wendy opened up her unique healing gifts and processes. Combined with her comprehensive diagnostic system and laser coaching style, the transformations are profound. Change has never been easier. Where previously held back, Wendy's clients were finally free to live the life of their dreams while still having the impact that they had longed for. Wendy's the number one best-selling author of The Miracle That Is Your Life. Wendy, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you on today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and I'm intrigued you have this new program out, Live, Love, Lead, the new foundation for ultimate success and fulfillment. What is that program besides obviously successful and fulfillment? How did you come up with it, and how do you see it impacting the people who you reach with the program?
Yeah, that's a great question. I decided to shift the emphasis on my programs and even my talks, because as you mentioned in my introduction, I've been in business. This is now my 36th year, and I've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, we're living in interesting times, particularly in the United States. So there are some concerns that I have. But I also see great opportunity. I was recently at a very large conference that consisted of HR people, training and talent and development people. And, you know, a lot of people are talking and supporting others in the realm of leadership. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, why is this still such a critical conversation? What have we learned, and what are we still struggling with? And one of the things that I clearly see in the companies and the individuals that I work with is priorities have gotten a little too much out of balance for a lot of people in certain environments. You know, it's like we give it the office, and unfortunately, people are not necessarily always feeling valued in their work environment, and they're also not taking as good of care of themselves. And as a result, we're seeing a lot of stress in the workplace, a lot of unhappy people, or people that are loving their work life, but they're realizing, oh my gosh, I haven't been taking care of myself as well. You know, do I even have a personal life? And so there are people who, in their relationships, they're feeling a disconnect. Or I actually meet a lot of single people who are really wanting to have love in their life. So I address all of this. You know, even for myself, years ago, I was a type A workaholic kind of girl. I traveled all over the place, working with companies. And as you alluded to in your introduction, you know, I had a very serious wake-up call where I was flying from Dallas to L.A., and I went out. I was really, really, really sick. Like I said, type A girl, show must go on. And I went outside, and I passed out, and I fell over a ledge, and I fell over 25 feet. And the trajectory of my life dramatically shifted in that moment. Now, I had a whole lot of contemplate your navel time because it took me a very long time just to repair some of the immediate physical issues that I had to deal with. My leg was shattered. My back was broken. I had multiple surgeries. Didn't know if I would even walk again for almost 11 months. And then was also later diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury that really took a very, very long time. But the point of this was what choices had I made that got me to this point in my life, and what was going to need to change to help me dig out of that hole? And it was a very, very big hole because marriage ended. I actually lost custody of my son. There's a lot to that story, but the point of this is I really started to learn and insist on me taking better care of myself first. You know, it's like the airlines, you know, in case of an emergency, we put on our oxygen mask first. And then if we're traveling with a child or someone who needs our assistance, we take care of them next. And the myth that a lot of people are living with today is not that, oh my gosh, if I work hard, I'll get better results. Now, of course, we all need to work. But what I found for myself first and what I help others tweak is, and I'm not talking about bungee jumping like I did without a cord, but I'm talking about making little tiny shifts that actually produce dramatic results. And what I found was as I started to take better care of me, my productivity actually started to increase. My level of happiness and satisfaction started to increase. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people who believe, I've worked with CEOs who are just working their tails off, but really missing their family, and their family's missing them. And one area of my system is called your entry point, and we look at 10 categories of where you should focus first. Not exclusively, but just put some emphasis on that. And then it's like that's the kingpin domino, and all the other dominoes, all your other actions and choices really just line up, and it's much easier to take those steps. And so many times, those entry points for, say, for example, if you're wanting increased productivity, greater financial success, entry point may be your health. It may be spending time with your spouse or your family. Or if you're single, looking for ways to create more of a personal life and community, and if you desire to, how to attract love into your life. Because I think that fulfillment part is really critical and key to success.
And do you then, I think it sort of sounds to me like you're of the thought process that we create our own reality by our mindset.
Oh, yeah. I actually want to take it further, though, Deborah. I think it's really getting in touch with your deepest desires, because I believe the desires of our heart really point us in the direction of our truth. I feel that when we get in touch with our desires and then also look at our values and what's most important, then we can start looking at how am I creating this in my mind? One of the pieces in my methodology is what I call brain training, because that is an important piece. And the very cool thing, I know I'm a little biased about what we can do there, is when we use my miraculous living method to retrain your mind, you're actually clearing out the thoughts and emotions that are still living and running the show within you that you didn't even realize. So you're in a more natural alignment to who you are. And it really makes a big, big difference. But in companies, a lot of times, unfortunately, not even necessarily intentionally, we thwart the process of really pulling out the genius that lives within the organization. We end up not really valuing and appreciating what I believe is a genius, that special recipe, let's say, for each team, kind of like a family. I believe every person in the family in your team has just something special that's going to contribute to help you identify the processes that you're using, streamlining those, ways to really bump up productivity, and obviously get a return on your investment. I believe the RQ, which is your relationship quotient that exists individually as well as within the organization, is a key ingredient for ultimate success. Really discovering ways that we relate to each other, because in the communications with each other, again, intentions may be there, but we're not always speaking the same language. And that's why I look at what I call your RQ, your relationship quotient, which does bring in a little bit of the IQ or the EQ, but it takes it further than those two aspects.
So then what is the trick to producing the extraordinary results that we want in our businesses?
Well, I don't know if it's a trick, but what okay. I would say is first of all, I think having an environment to allow yourself as well as others to be authentic, to allow for vulnerability. In other words, it's okay when you don't know something. It's okay if we make mistakes. That's how most of us have learned. But by creating an environment, a safe environment that, hey, you know, I'm really troubled by this or I'm confused about that. And a lot of times people don't want to share that because, oh, you know, that's really going to be bad. And sometimes the gold really comes out of those conversations, whether it be, you know, I don't think you and I are getting along that well, or I don't feel you're hearing me. And a lot of times at the core of that is a lack of feeling heard and a lack of appreciation. A lot of this, in all honesty, Deborah, is not rocket science. It's really bringing out the human component of connecting with other people to produce an extraordinary result. And when there are organizations that allow that to happen, that's when it's like the waters part and miracles start happening. And we really, really need to be focusing way more on that today, especially because we're so high-tech oriented. We have so much at our fingertips. It is too easy to have faces on computer screens or in your phone, and we need to bring out and develop the muscle of connecting with each other and really working that muscle of how we can better ourselves and the organization through that process.
Is that possible to do without meeting in person?
Is it possible to do without meeting in person? In my experience,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, I work with people all over the world that
mm-hmm.
I've never, unfortunately, met in person. With technology today? Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's why I bring it up. I think that, that's why I changed it from San Diego Speaker Skilled to Speaker Skilled USA, so that we could be more national and global even. And I think that the technology really offers us a lot of opportunities to connect with people, and literally, like through Zoom or through video, where you can have video chats now. I mean, we can actually do it while we see the other person. So I think that the opportunities that open up to us as business owners because of the virtual space, I find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've been involved in this technology since the mid-90s when I worked for McGraw-Hill. And we first started putting their textbooks, ancillary content and products on the web instead of relying
mm-hmm.
completely. We supported the printed version through our web development, and we're just light years away from that. That was way back in 94 when I started building those tools with McGraw-Hill and creating their first new media division. So, you know, when you talk about technology and you talk about all these ways, and then you talk about needing to connect with the family, how do we balance our business lives and our personal lives with all of this going on and feeling the burden of having to have a successful business and all that goes with that?
Yeah, it's just like anything else. You make yourself your best customer or client, and you schedule it, and you live by it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's really hard. You know, I have a home-based business, but my office
mm-hmm.
is on the lower level of my home. So I have learned to leave it, and I don't look at it. Now, there are exceptions
mm-hmm.
to that where I have to work extra hours or weekends. But for the most part, I live within those parameters. And you see, again, for people that feel like, oh, you know, I can't do that, well, don't try to do it all at one time. Maybe just start cutting back a little bit. You know, where you finish, you know, you decide 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, that's it. And you start making your time for yourself, your family or friends, depending on your circumstances, a priority. Because one of the greatest missings that I find in talking to different people, in assessments that I've offered, is people are missing connection and community. And in our fast-paced, high-tech world, and it was predicted years and years ago, John Nesbitt in his book Megatrends, that kind of read like science fiction at that time, you know, he wasn't too terribly far off, you know, that we were going to be a high-tech world, and this is what's happening. So we have to become more what he referred to, if I remember correctly, it's been so many years ago, high touch. And that's the relationship piece. The pendulum has just swung too far out in the opposite direction, where I feel we've kind of lost some of the values that made this country really great. And too much emphasis. I love making significant profits, but I'm not willing to compromise the quality of my life. And I have learned the hard way of the consequences that can result. And I think that's why I'm so driven to help others just tweak their lives in a way that they're still having impact, they're still having influence, they're still having significant success in their business. However, I want you to be experiencing that by living a high-quality life, what I just say, living the life of your dreams, because I believe that's possible too. So is it a trick? No. Does it take a little bit of an effort? Yes. But just little tweaks, little efforts make significant differences. I have a client, I have a couple that I'm working with right now. They're co-owners in their business. So they are 24/7 with each other. And we really had to do, you know, I kind of call it shifting the Rubik's Cube of who they are individually, shifting the Rubik's Cube, meaning all the different parts of who they are as a couple, and then shifting also who they are as business partners in their business. And it's really been very fascinating to be able to decode what has been the disconnects between the two of them. And where we started in their situation was we started with them and their relationship first. And then very quickly moved into the business. And then we danced between the two. And the quality of their time together at home and in their personal life has really significantly improved. And their business has definitely been on a much better trajectory to where they want to be living. And the husband, quite honestly, like similar to what I said, my recovery in type A behavior, he's a very driven workaholic kind of person, but was really seeing how it was also having consequences in his business, working with his staff, as well as consequences with his wife. So I have, you know, one of my gifts is I see what's out of alignment. And I also have a very comprehensive diagnostic system that really takes you kind of on a treasure hunt of a different kind to find what we're able to identify right away, what's out of alignment. And then I have ways to help you, you know, realign and dismiss any of the interference that's been blocking you from experiencing a greater quality of life and success.
Wow. Let's just take a moment out here for you to give contact information out to the listeners who might want to find out more about your coaching and your business. So if you could share information on how they could reach you.
Sure. It's very simple. Two ways are the easiest. You can go to my website, wendydarling.com. And there's a place that if you would like to have what I call a strategy session to just see where you are, what you're wanting, where you perceive the gap, and we talk about how that might be tweaked. And of course, if what I offer is in support and alignment with what you're wanting or needing. And then you're also welcome to just email me, wendy@wendydarling.com.
Excellent. Now, so far we've talked to more like achieving a balance with business and personal life and some of the other strategies. Mm-hmm. Is this something you feel that leads to more productivity in business overall if we implement some of these changes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I was addressing earlier, Deborah. It's a myth that it's like to continue to live like a hamster on a wheel, faster, more, better. You know, something has happened in our society that's just gotten us a little off track. And the myth is to really take time for yourself, you know, to create time, a structure. You know, some people have to start their days very early and, you know, to get up an extra hour early is not possible. You know, I remember now it's been a long time ago, but when my son was very young, you know, I used my noon hour as a time to either retreat or I actually worked out. You know, the building that I was working in had a gym downstairs. I'd run downstairs and get a quick workout in, and it made a huge difference in my day. I take short breaks and I encourage other people to as well. Even if it's just 5 minutes, get up, walk around, get outside for just a couple of minutes, get some fresh air. We also have become way too stationary. I have to really work on this one because I can get really focused. But if you're one of those people, set your clock on your phone. Most of us have cell phones now, and we have that technology. Set it to go off at 5 minutes to the hour or whatever time works for you, and get your body up and moving. You know, they say that sedentary, sitting on our duffs, is the new smoking. It's that unhealthy for us. And just even doing that, it's now been a very long time ago. It was in the early 90s when I had my last executive position. I literally would force my employees to take breaks because I knew if they didn't get up, you know, sometimes a small group of us would just even go and walk around the building a couple of times, you know, walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And because I knew if they were taking care of themselves in that way, I knew they were going to be more productive. And so I insisted on it. It was like that was a mandatory kind of thing. And I had some people that really didn't like that. And it's like, oh, well, do that. But again, that's what kind of culture are you creating? Are you creating a culture that really values your employees and their contributions? Because the better we support our employees to be taking good care of ourselves, to have them feel like their contribution, that their life matters, makes a big difference. When we see some of the companies today that really foster that, you know, those are the companies that, quite honestly, people are trying to get into because we want that kind of quality. We're also seeing companies struggle that don't have that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always tend to take a walk in the afternoon. I get up pretty early in the morning. I have that situation. I work from home as well, and for some reason, my husband thinks I need to pay attention to him when he comes home at the evening. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, so I really do like getting up early and working early. And when it comes around to 4 or so, 5 in the afternoon, and my husband doesn't come home until a little bit later than that, you know, I'm starting to feel a little sluggish. So what I've been doing to get my workout in is I listen to audiobooks when I'm out walking mm-hmm. or hiking. And that really, I have found, helps me a lot. And then I am completely enamored with those stand-up desks. And I saw a commercial on TV last night about it. I think that's a revolutionary idea that can help a lot of us who are sitting too much. But, you know, I agree we're working so hard to create our businesses, make them a success, that we forget that there has to be a replenishment time. And in fact, in my calendar, I actually schedule, you know, after an hour of power hour, I'll schedule a 15-minute replenishment time just to walk away. Maybe I go out and look at the vegetables mm-hmm. I'm growing or something. So I think those are really, really important concepts to help us lead a more balanced life. And, you know, it's great to have a successful business, but if you don't have a successful personal life with relationships in it, with your significant other, your family, your friends, you're really missing the boat on what life is all about. So, I mean, it's just fascinating, and I'm wondering, when you're speaking to people about this, what is it that you want your audience to walk away with after they've heard you present this information?
Well, I think, first of all, I would hope people take a little step back to look at, are there a couple ways that you can tweak your life right now that you are getting, that you're taking a little bit better care of yourself? You're honoring what matters to you most. And you're providing, whether it be to your family, to your business, things that are of value. I think we're all a little appreciation deprived. So Is there more support that you're needing? Are you just needing, you know, I honestly believe hugs could be great therapy. I know that that's probably not done a lot in the organization, but we really need to at least verbally appreciate each other authentically, you know, to really honor not even just all the great stuff, but when we're going through rockier times or we're questioning things or we've hit a wall and things aren't working or a big bad mistake has happened, to really appreciate the efforts that are being made to try to rework things so that things are more streamlined once again. You know, we live in a very innovative-oriented world, and companies today really require that very visionary mindset and intention, and to continually look at how can we have the competitive edge while still being collaborative within our organization.
Wow, it has been fascinating to have you on the show today and to listen as you share all this great information with the listeners. I really appreciate you being a guest, and I just want to thank you so much for being so open and giving such great information that I hope our listeners will be able to put into practice right away so that they can help live that more miraculous life as well. Thanks so much, Wendy, for being a guest today.
Thank you, Deborah. I appreciate having this opportunity.
Thank you. And that is the show for today. Again, I'd like to thank Wendy Darling for being our leading lady today. We're here every Monday at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Our leading lady Friday, June 23rd, will be Sarah Sternberg. She's the owner and founder of Sangha Designs. The topic will be the path forward towards economic empowerment for women in developing companies. I'm Deborah Simpson. I'm the host of Speaking with Influence. Thank you for spending time with me today and learning more about the art of speaking with influence. Remember the words of Napoleon Hill: think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seeds of either success or failure in the mind of another.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.